This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for a few surprises here on our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, the folks who are involved with me on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn usually here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, but because Victoria and Jay are here but Jennifer is not, we've invited Chuck Curry, who's an important member of the cast, if you will, on the DJV program, takes care of information that we need every day on entertainment, videos, movies, but he also has lots to say. Most of us are not single-dimensional, and Chuck is one of those people who has a lot of different pieces that make him percolate, and so we invited him to join us for the countdown review, the stories and the people with comments about the top 10 items in either of those categories. So, Chuck, welcome. We'll enjoy your input, your conversation, if you can get a word in edgewise with Jay and Victoria. And, of course, I'll have a thing or two to say about some of these things as well. So let's go through the story list as prepared by Talkers this week of the top 10 news talk issues as discussed on talk radio programs and stations all across the country. At number 10, the focus on the Olympics. It's probably useless, Victoria, to go through numbers because this is a program to be heard all across the country, all across the weekend, so the numbers will change somewhat. But suffice it to say, it seems to be a back and forth and has been through the entire Olympic period between the United States, China, and those cheating Russians, right? Would you say that's the way of...
We've maintained our front-running position since nearly the beginning. So, yeah, we've done very well.
You suppose that angers the Chinese government?
Oh, sure. I'm sure it does, right? We're already on their unfriendly list. So, yes.
Now, number 9, speaking of unfriendly, our relationship with China. And one of the things that we were talking about this week on the DJV program was the... This medical tech company in China that is actually accused of running a child trafficking business that apparently has been going on for quite a while. So some international group has found this woman, whose name I couldn't pronounce even if I wanted to, who was out of the country making arrangements for the delivery of some children, and she was arrested. So this is the kind of stuff. Now, could this go on elsewhere? Do we ever hear stories like this coming out of the Middle East or where else?
Of course, everywhere. Yeah. I mean, this is not exclusive to China at all.
No. Okay, number 8, the stats, if you will, regarding violence in our country, crime, who's committing the crimes, that sort of thing. This is an ongoing story and conversation, it seems to me. Number 7, the situation, another ongoing thing, the immigration problems, the border situation, et cetera. Number 6, the weather and what's going on. It seems to have calmed down here in the Northeast where I am in terms of rain, although there still is a lot of rain in the forecast. But out in the western part of the country, Northwest especially, but Southwest has a problem. There has been this week a ban on farmers using water in the Central California Valley. So those of you who think you're going, you have no idea what this is going to do to the price of food. You know, you hear Biden and some of the other politicians, problems that we have that are based, if you will, on prices going up and whether we're going to have inflation that stays for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. The politicians don't want you to think about inflation because that's not good for them being reelected. But the reality is many things in our economy, and that's kind of number 5, actually, the supply shortages of food, we've been talking about chips and other things, but I was with somebody this week. We're talking about supply chain problems and how that's affecting the advertising business, because you don't have product, you can't sell, and that, if you can't sell advertising to sell product, then that affects the people who sell advertising, mostly the radio and the television business, that sort of thing. So it has it's the supply chain affects all of us in different ways, but it certainly is affecting business. And so anyway, that's number five. Number four, the California recall. I think from what I can gather, my friend Larry Elder is doing better and better all the time, and Newsom is doing worse in terms of his public persona. Is that an accurate? We don't have Jen right here
then,
to give us, but
right. And later this week, Jen gave us an update that the YouTube guy, the real estate YouTube guy, I'm blanking on his last name now. It's a weird last name. He has now jumped ahead of Larry Elder, and he kind of came out of nowhere. Yeah. So Larry has competition now.
He has a lot of money to spend, and Larry doesn't. That's probably the bottom
Could
line.
Be.
A lot of these people are throwing their own money. And that's another thing. How do we... I've never really quite understood how the rules fit. A friend of mine is running for mayor here in Framingham, the town where I grew up and I live still. And he put... I think he borrowed $10,000 from himself or $13,000 or something like that. Apparently, you can use as much... Remember, Bloomberg used tens of millions of dollars to get elected in New York, right? Or to help him get elected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So this, whoever this guy is, and I don't know what his name is that you're talking about, is using his money to spend, you know, it's all name recognition stuff. It's not what are your qualifications, it's do I recognize your name? Like, if Dolly Parton ran for governor of Tennessee, she'd win in a heartbeat. Whether she
landslide,
was qualified.
Unanimous.
Right, yeah, right, of course. Matthew McConaughey's going to run in Texas for governor. He'll win, because everybody knows his name. People have been divorced from the civics lessons in school that taught us how to ascertain whether a person was good for office. What is Matthew McConaughey is one of the smartest people, I think, in the acting scene. He certainly is lucid and intelligent, probably well-intentioned as well. And then people say, well, what's her qualification? Well, what was Trump's qualification? I mean, what are any of these people, what are the qualifications of people that run for office? Are they supposed to, Bloomberg won because he was a good businessman, and that's what New York needed. Plus, he had common sense, which would be, that's why I wished he had won. I would much rather see him president than the guy who's there now. Anyway, we're getting off of the beaten path. Let's see here. Number three has a focus on the January 6th investigating committee, which in my mind is a joke. Ladies, it is. It's all politics, frankly. And so what's going to come out of it at the end of the day? What comes out of all this except smoke and mirrors? Whenever there are these investigatory things, it's just, it's nothing. It's bunkum. That's one of my father's favorite expressions. Bunkum. Number two, I think this is the most interesting twisting, turning story of the week. The fate of Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. So all of you want to, Chuck Curry is here with us. He's from New York originally, but you were, how long has it been since you lived in New York City, Chucker?
Since 1992.
All right. So how do you think New York has changed? Yeah, how has New York changed in the years since you've lived there?
I would say the demographics of a mixed culture is a little bit more different. When I was living up there in the 90s, a lot of people starting to sell their homes and move to Staten Island and then ultimately to Pennsylvania, which I found my way back in 92, which is a very long time when I think about it.
Yeah, you've been there for a while, that's for sure. So now fast forward to... The governor, the Cuomos, though, have been around. When you were a kid, was Mario Cuomo in politics when you were there in the 90s? He was, wasn't he? He was.
Mm-hmm.
Cuomo was involved in the 80s, even. I remember.
Yeah.
I was
sure
working
was.
At yeah. So how is Andrew Cuomo and
Chris? I just want what's going on now with the governor. I have somewhat mixed feelings on it because based on that investigation that came out, I believe he'll ultimately be removed if he does not resign based on some of the comments and commentary that came out in the investigation. Having said that as a whole, when I look at the Me Too movement that has gone on in Hollywood, I think some of it is somewhat of an overreach. Some of it is certainly justified. But I think you have to have a really open mind and look at all the facts before, ultimately, despite whether you like the man or dislike the man, think of yourself in the same position when you pass judgment on a person, knowing not only will he lose his governorship, which is one aspect of his life, but his reputation, his legacy, and ultimately his mental stability. I mean, those are serious accusations that have serious consequences, and I just think people should really think real hard before you lay down an ultimate hammer on an individual, because at the end of the day, we're all human beings who make mistakes, and a lot of issues when it goes down this route, not all of it is accurate. That's all I like to say.
We all live in a judgmental society. Think about it that
very
way.
Very much so.
It's very,
very much
judgmental.
So. And I'm not saying what he did is not wrong, because if based on what came out in that investigation, a lot of what he did is wrong, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you don't know 100% what is accurate and what is not accurate.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. 17 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Charles Curry.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $199.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Back to our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, Doug, with Jay and Victoria and Chuck. So number one is the COVID story. Perhaps important this week is Moderna releasing a new study on its vaccine, because much of the focus has been, let's face it, on Pfizer. Company says its vaccine is 93% effective 6 months after the second dose. So why did they are they trying to compete? Are they trying to position themselves so that people will take, when you need the third shot, they get it from Moderna? Looks like their numbers are higher than Pfizer. Am I reading this correctly?
That is correct, yeah. According to their, now this is coming from them, I don't believe it's peer-reviewed yet, but yeah, it's good news for people who got Moderna, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about those of us who have Pfizer?
Well, we're still in the 80-something percentile, so yeah. We're still covered. I mean, it's you know, but yeah.
Yes, 21 after the hour here on the countdown overview.
Having Buying your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Time for us to check the trending items. That's the tradition on the DJV program. Jay Kirshner is the person who is our student, and the comments that are coming from people who follow us on social media. Why don't you give us all the addresses, and then let's get into the meat here, Jay, shall we?
Yeah, at DJV Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, of course, you can always find us on the website, djvshow.com.
All right. And that's, by the way, where every week we publish the talkers list. You can find it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com, the top 10 stories, top 10 people. All right, so concern about the variant and asking people to respond to that. What are we having? What are we getting for comments, Jay?
It seems very little concern. Aaron Bramblett does have concern that's heightening. Karen Ingberg has, she is very concerned about the Delta variant. However, Sam Watson says, if you are still believing this BS, then God help you.
God help you, sir, when you end up on a ventilator.
Mike Zadra. Mike Zadra has kind of a sarcastic comment. Only 45 million more deaths needed to equal 1918 H1N1. Doesn't even seem like COVID is trying.
I think that's a worldwide number. What is the worldwide number of people who have died in this whole thing over the past year and a half or so of the various variants? It's what? Well, we don't know. The stories that leak out of China suggest that there are 4 or 5 million people who have died there. But elsewhere, is that a number that's equaled around the world? I think it looks like 12, 14 million maybe have died. Does that sound like a number? This is us talking like we were buying shoes. Anyway, go ahead, Jay.
What I just Googled is about 4.2 million deaths.
Nah. Well, it may be what's been reported, but and I've said that what happened in America is there was a bounty offered by the government of $2,000 for everybody that died in your hospital of COVID. That's what they were paying the hospital. So there were a lot of fudgy numbers, whether is it 600 people who have died or 300. You know what? What difference does it make? All these numbers, the focus on who numbers and why and all that stuff. The important thing is to try to keep yourself from getting sick, isn't it? Isn't that the real discussion?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is all bunkum. I use that word twice today. Okay, let's see. Right, yes, please, Chucker.
Okay, now for people who say that COVID or these variants is basically like the flu and it is what it is, let me just say, I know a young girl who's 23 years old, who's a nurse. She did not get vaccinated because she just is anti-vax. Now, she just got COVID about 10 days ago. And with the flu, you don't lose your taste of smell and your ability to taste. She cannot taste, she cannot smell for 10 days, and it's ongoing. Now, if that is not scary, I don't know what
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to me, that you know, people could say wind up on a ventilator, and that might be an overreaction for 99% of the people or the populace who wind up getting COVID. But who wants to lose their ability to taste and ability to smell and have it be 10 days and not know when it's coming back?
But no, and the other side of that is...
And Chuck is right, and sometimes it's months, and some people have never recovered it. So
well,
you're right,
but
that's
I
absolutely
know,
terrifying.
The next step on that is what else is it doing to your body that you can't detect? You can
right.
detect
agree.
That stuff, but what else is going on with you that you can't
yeah.
detect?
Well, and there's also that long-form COVID symptoms with severe tinnitus, where people are not just having ringing in the ears, but it's so loud, it's almost like an airplane taking off right next to them.
Yeah, lovely. Okay.
Let me just play the other side real quick. I just read an article by Andrew Sullivan, who's a columnist, and he was petrified of COVID. He's been vaccinated, and he had a breakthrough case, which was not serious. But he did say, in his opinion, and he feels strongly, and I agree with this, in a free and open society, okay, with the availability of a vaccine, I do believe that the message should be get vaccinated, not mask, but get vaccinated, because that's the ability to prevent you from serious illness, so get vaccinated.
So there's a point. Lots of points of view here. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. It's 28 past the hour.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The infrastructure bill is currently in the works to become law and will be voted on this week after lawmakers advance the bill Saturday. In the bipartisan bill is a mileage tax for all drivers on American roads within 1 year of passage. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, says by passing this legislation, it will make the next partisan infrastructure deal much more difficult for the Democrats.
And we make the next deal much more difficult politically for moderate Democrats to support. So we're actually, in passing this, I think, have created a political advantage for moderates and for conservatives in this country.
The senator says he expects a vote by Wednesday. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, told NBC News, as a matter of personal conscience, she wants a vaccine mandate.
I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates.
We are USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten on NBC News, is calling for a vaccine mandate.
You know, I've been around the country this week. I was in Florida and Missouri as we were pushing a full court press for back to school. And the Delta variants are alarming. And the spread is alarming. So let me just be personal for a moment, which is that vaccines are the single most important way of dealing with COVID. We've always dealt with, or since 1850, we've dealt with vaccines in schools. It's not a new thing to have immunizations in schools. And I think that on a personal matter, as a matter of personal conscience, I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates. And so, you know, and all their vaccine policies. And so I said last week that I wanted to bring my leadership together, and we are this week, to, you know, revisit and to reconsider our policy that we passed in October about voluntary, that the best way to do this was to do it volitionally. Now, let me just say, my members have stepped up. 90% of the teacher members have actually gotten the vaccine. But I do think that the circumstances have changed and that vaccination is a community responsibility, and it weighs really heavily on me that kids under 12 can't get vaccinated.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Here we are back on the Talk Radio Review for the first week, the charts that we're discussing from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 2nd to the 6th. Here with my colleagues is Chuck Curry, who is actually a colleague. He's been working with me for 27, 8, 9, I don't know how many. You look back at the history of when you first went on the air. You must be almost 30 years. We have this program, or the original program, and it's what it's morphed into. In terms of syndicated morning programs that's heard not only in the morning but around different times of the day on a lot of different radio stations all around the country. But basically, essentially, it is done in the morning. And Chuck first started getting up with me 1992, 91, somewhere in there, right?
It was late 92. It was late 92.
Late 92, okay. There you go. Pretty much as long as Michael Harrison has been doing the countdown with me. All right, so Chuck has had an important part in the DJV program. We decided we'd invite him in this week because he always has some expressions of concern, and he's articulate, so why not have his thoughts along with yours? You can certainly add your thoughts in on any of our social media. Jay's monitoring that. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer's off this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go through the people list. Now, we've been through the story list. The people list, as we know, always kind of ties in or wraps in to what's going on with the stories. At number 10, Simone Biles. We all have something to say about her. So you want to come up with a word or a phrase, Victoria, that you would use to describe Simone Biles?
I think that she has shown so much bravery and dignity and ability. She's just had an incredible week, and, you know, it was rough for her. There were a lot of people who came after her and, you know, and called her all kinds of names. But
consider
to me, she's a goat. So
yeah.
I think she's phenomenal. And to end her Olympic career and probably her gymnastics career with a bronze medal.
24.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful to talk about the end of a career at 24?
I mean, it might not be. It might not be, but I was just
in shape.
Yeah. But she's had an incredible week, so.
So these, as an ancillary story, these two Belarusian coaches have been booted by the International Olympic Committee from the Olympic Village. Remember the story from earlier this week about this sprinter whose name we couldn't pronounce?
Mm-hmm.
Who was sent back home because she was complaining about how bad these guys were in the first place. And that got a lot of attention. I was sort of surprised because not many people pay much attention to anything going on in Belarus. But it's it kind of just shows you what the attention is for. And I think it's good because, again, I go back to what I just said. Who knows anything about Belarus other than it's one of the former Soviet republics? Do you know anything about Belarus, Victoria?
Mm-mm.
Nobody does. So they got what they deserve, it looks like. Okay, number nine, getting what he deserves, hopefully, is being thrown out of office. That's my spin on it. Gavin Newsom is number nine. We were talking about the fellow. Did you find his name, Victoria? Who's?
I did, and then I don't have it now in front of me. It's Piff. Oh, shoot. Go on to somebody else.
Well, Larry Elder is a radio talk host, and I've known him. I've told the story about him and I working together. We started at the same time at KBC in Los Angeles in 1993. He's had a stellar career. He's a good, very thoughtful, smart guy, and he's got a very good chance. But this fellow has come along.
Kevin Pathrath is his name. He's a real estate developer, and he is a kind of a YouTube star. He talks about, does a lot of YouTube videos about real estate. So he has come out of nowhere, really, and has really now
I didn't know
seems
his name
to be a contender.
Before this week. Yeah. Yep. I thought I was a contender. I could have been a contender. Marlon Brando, you know the name of that movie? None of you do. Jocker, you're the movie guy.
Yeah, on the waterfront.
Yes, right, on the waterfront. Thank you. All right, let's go to number eight. The name from the people list, Rand Paul. Back and forth with Dr. Fauci, who's also on the list this week, as usual. The ladies here, well, I don't know, Jay, if I know where you stand, what you think about Rand Paul. I know what Victoria thinks about him. What do you think about Rand Paul? He's from kind of down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Is that enough?
Bumpity bump boom. What do you think of Rand Paul?
I think he's an interesting mind, and I wish both of them, Fauci and Paul, would have some sort of common ground on their opinion, because I think they both have something to say that has validity, but I think they're both way too far apart. And if they just came to the center and had an understanding of each one's opinion, I think the general discourse would be a lot better for it.
Well,
it would
be nice if it wasn't an opinion, but in fact, fact. And we get this back and forth with Fauci, who seems to change his mind about a lot of things. Now, granted, there's a lot of new research. Science always is disproving itself, that sort of thing. But he's become a lightning rod for claims of misinformation. And when he was with Rand Paul at those government hearings, the two of them went back and forth with each other. Rand Paul is on the conservative. I would guess he doesn't wear a mask. Has he had his shots? Does anybody know whether Rand Paul has had vaccines or not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd like to know whether he had a shot or not. But in general, Rand Paul represents a point of view that ought to be heard. One of the problems we have in our country is that there are both sides shouting down the other side, saying they shouldn't be heard. And if we really are believers in freedom of speech, we need to be hearing from all these people because they make us think, if nothing else. I happen to think Rand Paul is a very interesting guy. A lot of the things that he comes up with, I agree with, and that's just where my head is. I don't know, frankly. I find myself oftentimes in a place where nobody else is. And I guess I enjoy that, too. And that may be one of the things that I like about Rand Paul, because he's usually...
Well, I would agree. I think Rand Paul represents, in some ways, a lot of people's frustration with the ongoingness of this issue. Now, having said that, the issue is real. Certain things we cannot control, and we have to accept whether we like it or not. But having said that, In a capitalistic society where people have to get up in the morning and go to work and make a living, it's very frustrating with the thought of the Fauci message of the possibility that we get shut down again. I think that's a pill that most cannot swallow.
No, so, not going to happen.
But they both have good – listen, Fauci has science, and I respect that 100%. Rand Paul – has a frustration message that I also understand. So if they just came to the center with their thought process, I would respect that a lot more.
I traveled this week to Florida. Number 7 on the people list is Ron DeSantis and what's going on in Florida. I found things to be kind of cool, calm, and matter of fact when I was in both Palm Beach and Boca Raton the other day. But I am aware of, I saw in the airport, and I picked it up because I had a little extra time, and I usually I'm pretty tight on time when I run through an airport, but I had a few minutes to pick up a book that was written by somebody named Carol Roth. I don't know who she is, but her philosophy is that big government used the pandemic to basically consolidate its power and crush these small businessmen. I can tell you that's what's happening in agriculture. I know that for a fact. Many of you know that I do a radio program called The American Family Farmer. It's a podcast as well at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com about food, farm, and family, because I am a small American farmer as well. My heightened interest in these things gets surfaced. Fortunately, I have a little pulpit on a couple of radio programs that at least allow some people to hear what I'm thinking. But this lady writes in this book about how many small American businesses went out of business belly up last year, and the bureaucrats say that it's COVID, but they've allowed a lot of things, and you have to look no further than what has happened in China. You know, in essence, we've exported capitalism in part there, and then we've been, the big businesses have gotten bigger because they got things made cheaper in China, and this the theory here is that they've crushed the backbone of a lot of small American businesses. Who agrees or disagrees with that, Jay? No, Jay apparently fell off. I hope she's okay. Victoria, thoughts on that? The war on small business, basically, is that's the name of the book, by the way. Go ahead.
I haven't read the book, so I don't know.
No, it's not, but it's the theory behind it, whether or not...
That the government planned all this to kill small business?
No, that's not what I said. It's okay. The plan, but it is the result of, it was an opportunity to take on, to allow. We've all talked about this over the years. Big business gets involved in government. They send in their officers to do duty. They go to the FDA. The drug companies send people in. They apply for jobs, they get them, they change the rules, they change the regulations, and then they go back to their companies. We've seen that happen with Monsanto. We've seen it happen at the EPA. We've seen it at the FDA. We've seen it, most of the government agencies have people that come from the businesses that they regulate. They go to work in the government, they change things that are to their benefit, and then they go back to work in their old companies. You see this time after time after time. And that's basically what this woman's theory is in the book, that a handful of big businesses and a handful of unions have taken control. But we see the unions and what they've done, certainly in public education, the public sector. And so this is, and I don't think it has to do with a political party, frankly. It has more to do with, Tucker?
I would say that the end result, obviously, is that big business has benefited massively from COVID. Amazon would be the greatest example. But I also feel I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. They, who is they, and how would they orchestrate something like this? I do believe that the one industry that has been crushed, which I think big business has really no interest in crushing, would be the restaurant industry. I don't think there's any real benefit to crush the restaurant industry. And they have been the number one victim of COVID. So I'm very skeptical when people throw out the word they. I don't think there's been any orchestration of this as she applies.
They
in that
say.
But the end result is the end result.
Yeah, and I feel like restaurants were thriving. Bars more so, maybe not so much, but restaurants, at least in Nashville, they offered more takeout options. I mean, restaurants that never even offered takeout for certain things were offering takeout. And
it helped to bury their business.
Living off of this,
yeah. Speaking of Amazon, they have delayed a return to the office until January, but they are not requiring vaccinations. Does that surprise any of you? Amazon is everywhere. You can't go up and down a street without seeing an Amazon truck. You can't go on the highway without seeing trailer trucks with Amazon.
Well, the warehouses, the people who work in the warehouses have been there all along, and they're still going to be there. But this is for anybody who has, you know, an office job with Amazon. They're pushing it back to January because they know where their locations are. They're hot spots right now for the virus. So. Yeah. I think a lot of other companies, like in New York, my husband's company is talking about this again. A lot of our friends who commute from Jersey into New York City, everything's up in the air. It all depends on this variant and when we need booster shots.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well said. All right. One final comment from each of our participants after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
All right, well, we only have a few seconds here. I appreciate your being here, Chucker. Thank you very much. And to Jay Kirshner and to Victoria Keelan, a big help here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. Check out our lists at djvshow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour. It's time now for us to get an overview of the top tech stories of this past week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. So Doug Steffen does the announcer role here. At number five, there's a Rickroll.
Yep.
There's a Rickroll in everybody's life. Okay, so take it away, Victoria.
So the official video for Rick Astley's 1987 hit Never Gonna Give You Up, which it will stick in your head all day, that has surpassed 1 billion plays on YouTube. The song became a lasting part of internet culture thanks to the Rickroll meme, and it has reached impressive milestones this week. So Rick Astley took to the video's comment section to share his gratitude. He said, "It's amazing, crazy, and wonderful." He said, "The world is a wonderful and beautiful place. I'm very lucky." So that's, since the Rickroll thing, well, it's really big on April Fool's Day. That video alone gets like over 2 million hits just on April Fool's Day. So good for Rick Astley. And he actually celebrated joining the Billion Plays Club by releasing a limited, it's already sold out. It's a limited run of 7-inch blue vinyl pressing of the song. And so that's how much people want it. It was sold out immediately. So good for Rick Astley.
Number four, there's a Zoom in your future, or maybe not.
Well, if you ever used Zoom, which all of us have during the pandemic, then you are familiar with Zoom bombings. And Zoom bombings happen when people would hack into a meeting and, you know, throw up some porn or whatever it would be to disrupt whatever the meeting was. So Zoom, in the beginning of the pandemic, was not prepared for the onslaught of use that they ended up getting. And so their security was really light, and that's how people were able to break in. They did some improvements along the way. However, it was not enough because a class action lawsuit against them, they lost in the case. And so now if you have used Zoom any time between March 30th of 2016 to the present day, you can actually get $25 if you have your own account, or if you're just a user of Zoom, you can get $15. So that's all part of the third party negotiations that they've been doing. So yeah, everyone's entitled.
Number three, some updates from HBO Max.
HBO Max had a big week. Warner Media, which owns HBO Max, announced that the app is now available on LG smart TVs. They can be the app can be downloaded from the LG Channel Store. And then they also note that this is right in time for the premiere this week of The Suicide Squad, which is available on HBO Max free of charge if you already have it, and that'll be there for 31 days. And so they're also offering free episodes to potential new subscribers, and they also have a new podcast platform they've announced. So they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Number two, Verizon, and it's not necessarily this time a boo, which it usually is with Verizon, right?
Correct. So Verizon has introduced new mobile hotspot plans, and they have four options to choose from, starting with 15 gigs for $20 per month, all the way up to 150 gigs for $80 a month. They offer standalone and unlimited plan add-ons, and so if you're in an RV, if you're traveling this summer, if you're in some rural area, this is actually a great way to save a lot of money. And so all you have to do is just contact Verizon and pick which plan is best for you. The Essential and Plus plans are available to Verizon customers, while the Pro and Premium plans can be added either to an unlimited plan or purchased as a standalone product if you have a different carrier. So it's a pretty good deal.
Number one this week, this is a biggie, Facebook versus the rest of the world.
Man, Facebook is just, I don't know, they just seem to keep stepping in their own way. Mm-hmm. Facebook has banned the personal accounts of academics who have researched ad transparency and the spread of misinformation on Facebook. These are not, they closed down not only, I mean, everyone who, you know, supports Trump complains, oh, Trump's been disabled. Well, this is happening to a lot of people. And so all of these academics, their personal pages, which may have never posted anything about Facebook or transparency with ads or anything, those are all disabled now, too. The group obviously is saying that Facebook is trying to prevent them from exposing more issues that Facebook has. Now, because of this research, this is from NYU Ad Observatory. It's a group that has basically been founded to examine the origin and spread of political ads on Facebook, like who pays for the ads, and they track how far the reach is, things like that. Through their work, they actually have identified a lot of issues that Facebook has. So I'm not surprised that Facebook is fighting back so hard at them and disabling their accounts. But, you know, I mean, who pays for certain political ads, Russia, China, Iran, they've uncovered those links. How far-right misinformation is much more engaging than misinformation from the center or the left. They've done a lot of research on how far, like, the crazier to the right, the more it spreads. So there's a lot of important work that they're doing, but, yeah, Facebook dumping them off the platform really is a bad look.
I wonder what their approach is to a lot of the postings in China or from Chinese people or Chinese entities, what their focus is. Something to think about.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.